the Lord gave us a word on Wednesday. It was expansion. That word was expansion. And I bless God. Expansion. Another variant of that is growth or increase. Expansion. But that word came. And interestingly enough, that word came in a month when we are remembering what the first, the most famous life-changing birth. When there was a birthing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not saying this to confirm that Christ was born in December. Quite frankly, I don't believe that. But it's not necessary. But nonetheless, this is the month that it's celebrated. And this is the month the Lord is saying to us, expansion, which is like a burden. Amen. Praise God. I want to bless God. He's taking us somewhere. As I was meditating upon what God was saying to us, He led me to Micah chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. Micah, call it whatever. Chapter 2, verse 12 says, are we there? I will certainly gather all of you, O Jacob. I will certainly assemble those Israelites who remain. I will bring them together like a sheep in a fold, like a flock in the middle of a pasture. They will be so numerous that they will make a lot of noise. The one who can break through barriers will lead them out. They will break out, pass through the gate and leave. Their king will advance before them. The Lord Himself will lead them. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. So this prophecy, it's actually a prophecy of expansion. It's a prophecy of breaking out. It's a prophecy of increase. Now, when Micah gave this prophecy, obviously he was also speaking to his immediate audience. And that immediate audience, of course, will be Israel. But as well, he was speaking about the Messiah and the audience of the Messiah, which includes us, the church. What does he say? He said, the time will come when there will be a gathering of the people of God as shepherds gather flocks. However, when it's time for the sheep to break off limitations that are of the sheep pen, it will be done by divine violence. You should have said amen there. It will be done with divine violence. Let's break this down. You know, when you read the Old Testament speaking about the people of God gathering, in Matthew 16:18-19, he says this. Matthew 16, verse 18-19. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So every time they're speaking of an assembly in the Old Testament, there's a relevance to the assembly in the New Testament. There's always an implication. It's the New Testament church is implicated when you hear about Israel. When God speaks about Israel in the Old Testament, the New Testament church, the gathering in the New Testament, the saints, is also implicated in that. Sometimes it's not directly, so you have to look closely to find it. And so God is speaking in Micah's prophecy about an assembly that's going to gather. And the New Testament church, the church of the living God, is implicated there. And so when Jesus here in Matthew 16 declares, I will build a church, he was speaking about the same assembly. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. is speaking about that violence that caused the church to move forward. Spiritual violence. He says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Again, relating to us the amount of glory and power and spiritual violence that's going to accompany the church. Amen. But there are interesting things. Let's stay with Micah here. In verse 13, he says, the one who breaks through barriers. The one who breaks through barriers. The breaker anointing. Speaking about the breaker anointing. What are these barriers? And that one needs to break through. These are barriers that Satan lyingly plants in our minds. They could be barriers of fear, failure, unbelief, sin, sickness, mindset, negative self-awareness, bad habits, addictions, and flesh. The list goes on. But whatever keeps you within those boundaries that are not of God, whatever brings that limitation to your life that you find it hard to express the fullness of who you are in Christ, the Lord says to you this morning, expansion has come. Expansion has come. The breaker anointing will break through that sheep pen so that the sheep can go forth by the power of the Spirit. Let's work on this a little bit more. Break. I looked up the word break. Here's the meaning of that word break that you hear in Micah 2:13. It says this. Let me read. It means in Hebrew, there's a word break called parat. It's P-A-R-A-T-S. I guess it's pronounced porat. I'm thinking about porat. That doesn't make sense. But what does that mean, that break? It's, you know, the English translation doesn't do justice to this. It means to use violence to break through. Violence to break through. Or use violence to break down something. Or to break over. It means to burst. To breach. To, you know, it's like to burst out of the womb. To burst out of the womb. To break forth violently. That's what it says. The one who can break. So there's a violence there. I like this one. To break limits. To break limits. To bring increase. To use violence to break the limits that hold us back. Praise God. So that's what Micah is saying. Micah is saying, the one who is coming, the one who will break you forth, the one who will set you free, must come with such intentional power so that nothing can resist or nothing can stand in the way of your expansion. So what is implied here? It's implied that that power has come to prosper you, to deliver, to increase, to establish the people of God in purpose and destiny against all odds. That's why the breaking forth is accompanied with such spiritual violence. Praise God. Also, in the Greek, there's a word used for forcefully or violence. And that word is biazo. B-I-A-Z-O. Biazo. It means to violently explode. And the word parat in Hebrew is translated to biazo in Greek. To violently explode. Alright? I hope you're with me. To blow the gate away so that you have no limitations. Amen? Are you getting the picture? You know, I want you to get that picture. That what is happening, what is God is doing, what God's intent, His force, His power, will be as the day when He entered Egypt. And they said that Israel can never leave Egypt. But what did God do? The greater anointing showed up. And he violently propelled Israel out of Egypt. Amen? Now, I'm speaking about the violence of the Spirit. This is why some people, some religions take up violence and acts of war and all of that. And quite frankly, if Jesus didn't come, everybody who's following God will still be fighting everybody. Right? Jesus came and gave us the example of what true violence is, the spiritual violence. It's not the physical violence, because by the arm of flesh, no man can prevail. Praise God. So I like that. I like them because it's speaking about the one who gave us that word. It's time for your expansion. It's time for your growth. It's time for your increase. It's the very same one who will supply this violence in the spirit that will propel us into victory, into whatever that he has ahead of us. That's an expression of our freedom and our liberty in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, when you read the book chapter in Micah, here's what is guaranteed. One, you will be free. They will break out. The second thing it says, they will pass through the gate. What gate? The gate of limitation. We're going to cross it. The gate of mediocrity. We're going to cross it. The gate of addiction. The gate of bad habits. All the gates that are not of God. Those gates are going to be broken and we're going to leave. There's going to be freedom. Amen? Praise God. The prison of our minds, the things that are holding us prisoners now, the gates are going to be broken. Amen? Praise God. Because Jesus says, I will build my church. Remember he said that. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So there's a violence against our gates of hell. That's what Micah is saying. A time is going to come that there's going to be a spiritual violence against the gates that are trying to hold us prisoners. Amen? That tells us we are not qualified to be children of God. We are not able to do this. That gates will be shattered and we're going to have freedom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Then the other thing is that he says, guaranteed their king and their Lord will lead them. This is not something that will be attained by human strength. This is going to be done by the Holy Spirit. It's by His Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who's going to do this. Amen? And we've already witnessed that. We've witnessed that when you read Acts chapter 2 on that fateful day of Pentecost. What happened? The Bible says that when the Holy Spirit came upon them, didn't He come with spiritual violence? He came with such violence that he broke them out of where they were hiding themselves and put them on the street. Yeah. They were locked up in a room, hiding. When the violence came, he broke that gate. And these men and women rushed out into the streets and began to preach Jesus. Praise God. Yes, we witnessed them, the coming. And so the barriers that held those up, they were like disciples at that point. The moment the anointing came, this breaker anointing, they became apostles. They became apostles, egbalod, to violently, forcefully release somebody. Oh, I need that. And not by you. But thank God that he said to us on Wednesday, expansion. Expansion. And he knows we can't do it on ourselves. And from that moment, the apostles entered into a full expression of who they are in Christ. They could able to deal with Jerusalem, deal with Judea, deal with Samaria, and go to the uttermost part of the earth because of that anointing. Ah, somebody said, bless me today, Lord. Well, I'll say it by myself, bless me, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. So the Lord is saying to us as a ministry and to everyone who's listening to this message, it's your appointed time to expand. It's your appointed time for expansion. And now, when you hear this, it's going to be counterintuitive. Let me tell you why. Because what are we hearing in the news today? stay safe, stay home. Don't go out. Don't move. Don't do this. Don't. Go back. Retreat. God says, in the midst of it, I want you to advance. I want you to expand. I want you to go. I don't want you to stay back. Amen? Yes. That's the path of the righteous. It shines brighter, brighter, brighter onto a perfect day. That's the path of the righteous. The path of the righteous never retreats. It goes brighter. Where there's darkness, the path of the righteous is even brighter. When they're retreating, God says advance. So that they will know there's a difference between them and those who call on the name of Jesus. Praise God. Expansion is upon us. Thank you, Father, for our expansion has come. Because the Holy Spirit is in charge of this expansion, so we don't have to worry. Is it going to work or not work? It's already worked. The Spirit can fail. The Spirit of God is leading this procession. He's leading the saints in this procession. But what he's saying is, prepare your minds for this expansion. Prepare your mind for the expansion. The arm of flesh, right, cannot do this. Mean our carnal mindsets will not prevail in this expansion. If we resort to just our carnality, we're not going anywhere fast. We're going to stay in prison until we prepare our minds that it's not going to be power nor might, but by His Spirit. Amen? I want to tell you something important about expansion that the Lord is speaking about. The Lord is saying to us that He's going to bring us to a place where we've never been before. He's going to take you to a place where you've never been before. And so that means you be prepared to do something you've never done before. The Spirit is going to lead. Remember, this is being led by the Spirit of God. I don't want anyone to go say, Pastor said that I have to do something I haven't done before, and then you just go do something crazy. The Holy Spirit leads. Okay? It's not the flesh. Flesh will always want us to do something, but the Spirit must lead. It's an unfamiliar place. That's why the Lord said to the children of Israel, keep your eyes on those who are carrying the ark, because you don't know the direction you're going. Follow them. It's unfamiliar expansion you're experiencing. And so when you come to an unfamiliar territory, don't shrink back because it's unfamiliar to you, as long as the Spirit is leading you. But we must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And when you follow the Holy Spirit, how do you follow the Holy Spirit? I think we forget that you follow the Holy Spirit by faith, not by sight. Sometimes we're trapped in following by sight. If you don't, sight, yeah. But we walk by faith and not by sight. Praise God. Hallelujah. So are you ready for this growth? Are you ready? Amen. I'm ready. You make us ready by His grace. Now, this expansion that God is speaking about is going to be both individual, it's going to be corporate in terms of a church. Let me tell you something. Expansion is going to demand skills. It's going to demand grace and gifts, which you have never, never in your life used before. You don't even know you have it. It's going to call on something that you don't believe you have until you walk by faith and you see it. That's why it says prepare your mind. Prepare your mind. Be ready. You've never used those graces or skills because you don't have them. But when you answer like Abraham and change your name from Abram to Abraham, you become a father of nations. And remember, he had no child when his name was changed, but yet he was the father of nations. God is taking you to a place unfamiliar. He's taking you to a place when you look at your skill sets, you realize, I don't have anything for this. But God has brought me here, and I can't quit. And as you step into faith, guess what? The grace will appear. The skill set will appear. What you need will come. Because remember, it's by His Spirit alone. Praise God. You don't believe me? Do you think that Peter has... Peter, when was Peter raising the dead? When was Peter raising, healing the lame? When was Peter making the blind see? Peter was sinking in water. But the moment they stepped out, the moment Paul stepped out, the moment John stepped out, all of a sudden they realized the grace was in their life. You see, that grace will remain dormant unless you follow the Holy Spirit by faith. Praise God. So, when you find yourself in a place where nothing you've achieved or experienced you feel qualifies you, and that you don't have those skill sets, yet the Holy Spirit has brought you here, you can smile and laugh because you are about to experience a transformation that will blow your mind. You are about to experience a transformation that is simply divine. You know why? Because God demands of you to engage those graces to be able to succeed in what He's calling you to do. He is demanding of you to express the skill sets that you don't have. And when He demands that of you, that means He's going to provide it for you. That's how our God works. And if you don't believe me, go ask Abraham. He'll tell you all about it. Amen? Do you believe it's time for you to expand and grow? Yes. Then arm your mind. Get your minds ready for this. It's a new thing. It's a new place we haven't been before. Amen? When your arm is ready armed ready for this, you're not going to shrink back from expansion. We shrink back from expansion a lot. When we base it on our own skill sets, when we base it on what we have, you know, I give you an example. You're given an opportunity to do something, then you realize you don't have the financial capacity to do it, and you walk away from it. You shrunk back. I'm saying to you, you're going to have an opportunity to do something. You don't have what it takes to do it, but you won't quit. Why? Because the Lord brought you there. Amen? Praise God. And so we're going to stop the shrinking back because we feel like we don't have enough knowledge, we don't have enough understanding, we don't have enough skill sets, we haven't achieved enough to be able to do those things God is calling. We're not going to shrink because of those things. Because every time you shrink back, guess what? You've gone back within the boundaries of the limitations He's breaking you out of. Yeah. If God says, if God points a land and says, I give you that land, and you go to take that land, they tell you it's in my name, somebody else's name, and they want $1 million, and you walk away because you don't have $1 million, you're going to walk back to the limitations and leave the land alone. You're going to walk back to the boundaries you had before and you leave the land alone. But until you stand in front of that person and say, yeah, I don't have $1 million, but God's given me this land, so what are we going to do about it? Guess what? A way will be made. And that's how you break out of that bondage. You see, God is going, it's a violence, remember. It's a violence of the Holy Spirit that is doing this. But we can't see it with our eyes. It's something we walk by faith. So if you stick with it and hold on to it, that violence will manifest. I love God. And I know you do. But look at how He surprised the disciples in the upper room where they were hiding. He blew them out of their little minds. He shocked heaven into them. Literally, that's what God did. He struck them so much. Heaven came into them. And these people just sprung up like. That's your God. That's what He's promised. So, don't fear unfamiliar territories. Don't fear to conquer them. Prepare for new abilities. Prepare your mind. God's going to give you new graces. Prepare for favor. Prepare for that doors will be open unto you. Amen. I want you to turn with me to 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. I want us to examine that scripture. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. You're going to love this. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Hallelujah. It says, dear friend, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health, just as it is well with your soul. Amen. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be healthy, even as your soul prospers. Praise God. I love that. He's speaking about prosperity of the soul. So I was trying to get the understanding of that word, and I found this definition, this word in Greek that corresponds with prosperity or go well with you is Y-O-O-O-O-U-O-D-O-U-O-D-O-U-O-D-O. But I love it. This is what it means. That prosperity there, that go well with you, means to grant a prosperous and expeditious journey. I'm reading scripture. I'm telling you what the Bible said. To grant you a prosperous and expeditious journey. And the expeditious is a big word. So I had to look it up. It means speed and efficiency. The greater anointing is there to grant you what? A prosperous and expeditious journey. To grant a successful way. To cause to prosper. To be successful. Do you notice this is everything he is doing, not even what we are doing. He is doing it. And he says, I want you to prosper not only outwardly, but your prosperity also is inwardly. There is a spiritual inward prosperity that God is speaking about when he's telling us expansion. You're going to expand internally. You're going to expand externally. The growth will be with what's going on inside of you and what is happening outside of you. Amen? When I kept meditating upon this, inward growth, inward expansion is the key. Because that's where everything really that happens outside comes from. Two things will take place as you grow inwardly in the full stature of Christ. When you're making progress in Jesus Christ and you're growing in Christ, this expansion that God is calling us to prepare our minds for, notice what will happen to you. Inwardly, you're going to start growing and maturing in the things of God. The Word of God will be quick for you to understand. Revelation will come to you quick. Dreams, visions will be happening to you so much so that you can keep advancing. That expansion in inward will break you free from the places where you have a dream you're looking for a pastor to interpret. You will be able to interpret that dream, for example. Amen? And so, it's calling for that. God is bringing us to a place. He said, go forth into this inward expansion. Now let me show you something. What happens when we're growing inwardly in Christ? This is what happens. When your inner man or spirit man is growing in Christ, you know what is happening to your outer man? The carnal nature, the flesh, is actually dying. Yes, it's dying. When your soul or your spirit person is getting stronger and better entrenched in the things of God, the flesh or your old man, the carnal nature, its significance dissipates. What does that mean? It doesn't have a hold on you. The more you grow spiritually, the old nature, the nature of sin that we were all born in, the reason why we mess up is because we have a nature of sin. But when you grow spiritually in the things of God, that nature dies. Because light and darkness does not cohabit. The more you are entrenched in light, the more darkness flees. Amen? Expansion. God has brought us to a place of growth. Expansion. Amen. And I'm going to share a few scriptures with you. I find these scriptures very important because, you know, he's speaking to this point that I'm making. And it's part of our process of expansion. It's part of our process of growth. Okay? So take careful note of these scriptures. Colossians 3, 9 and 10. Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Remember them, please. And meditate on them on your own to get a fuller understanding of it. He says, do not lie to one another. You know, here you go. Do not lie. Remember, God is telling us about lying. Who is the father of lies? Satan, right? So every time we lie, we preach Satan's gospel, right? So do not lie to one another. Since you have taken off the old self and with its practices. The old self is our old nature. We take off the old self with its practices and we have put on the new self. The new us, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. I love this. I really like this. This is deep. This is deep. You know what God is saying here? God is saying it's done. The only thing that's left is the renewal of the new. So now, in other words, the old nature really died. But we're keeping it alive. The old nature is dead. He says you have taken it off already. And its practices. When you died in Christ, you took it off. And so all we need is to continue being renewed. If we are being renewed in the image and knowledge of Jesus Christ, the old man cannot come back. But we can't exist in a vacuum. So when you're not having the renewal you need, guess what? You must exist in the past or in that old nature until you receive the renewal you need through the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why it's important to meditate upon God's Word. And he says your new nature is constantly being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. That is Jesus Christ. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. We can actually get to a place of the perfect will of God if our minds are renewed in line with the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. We can understand this thing. Basically, it's what he's saying. So we can't be conformed to this world. In the expansion, you can't be conformed to the world because you're not going to get anywhere fast. Right? The inward, we're still speaking about that inward expansion, is that renewal that must happen by the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember the violence I spoke about. The spiritual violence is there. It's already there. Amen? And it's going to shock us out of our sins and our wickedness and establish us in Christ. Praise God. Romans 13:14 says this. Romans chapter 13, verse 14 says, instead, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. and make no provision for the desire of the flesh. Clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And there's create no provision. Okay. So these scriptures, I feel, are very important in this inward expansion. So meditate upon them, focus on them, and let the Holy Spirit give you a deeper understanding and clarity on them. Now, when you speak about the outward expansion, you know, for me, this speaks about, is similar to what Jesus said to them in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. He says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses," where? In Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Amen? So now, this is going beyond. It deals with geographical location. It deals with what we're involved in life. It deals who we are in life. All those kinds of things is involved in this outward expansion. So what does it all mean for the church, for us? It's time to break out. It's time to advance the kingdom of God. It's time for us to experience amazing heights and transformation and the transformative powers of the Holy Spirit. He says, this is your time. But you must receive and believe what you're hearing today. You see, the one who prospers is not just the hearer of the word, but the doer of the word. If this word, if you don't receive what you're hearing, then something is going to steal from you. But you have to open your heart and be willing and say, yes, it's my time for expansion. You got to believe that. You have to believe it's time for you to grow. You have to believe that God has appointed time, a time like this for you. Praise God. So for us as a church, I want you to be prepared. You're going to have new opportunities for new roles in the ministry. Be prepared in your mind. Be ready. When God leads you into something, if you feel like you don't have the skill set, just stand. They will come. Praise God. Amen. Some people were born ready to preach, but me, I was born ready to fly, hide. But I refuse to run when it comes to preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I refuse to run. I stood. And I'm still standing by His grace. You, like I said, you wouldn't necessarily find the skill set you need where He's taking you. But if you don't quit, if you don't run, if you stand, you will experience the violence of the Holy Spirit. It will shock you into what you're supposed to be doing. Amen. Expect the church to become more engaged in service. I don't know what this all means, but we're not going to flee. We're going to stand and see what God wants to do. God might add different ministry areas. And when He adds it, be ready to stand and not flee from it. God might add new members. God might give us new mission fields. God might send us to foreign places. God might give us a new place of worship. But do you want the expansion? Do you want the expansion? It's going to be up to you and I. That when He put us a place where we don't know what to do, we're not going to run, we're going to stand. He said, God brought us here, He will figure it out. Amen? Praise God. So be prepared for increased responsibilities. Be prepared for increased influence. Some of us, God is going to expand your vision. It's going to make your dream even bigger than you. Praise God. So how do we prepare ourselves for this breakthrough? What should we do? First, let us remember our brother Jabez and his prayers. In 1 Chronicles 4:10, the Bible records a prayer of a man called Jabez. First Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10 says, his mother had named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called out to the God of Israel, if only you will bless me, watch. He says, enlarge my territory. Expand me. Jabez was praying for expansion. God is bringing you expansion. Amen. May your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted the request of Jabez. So what do we know about Jabez? His mother had a difficult time during childbirth. And as a result of that, Jabez means one who makes sorrowful. One who makes you sorrowful. And Jabez didn't like that. Limitations. He didn't like the boundaries that everywhere he goes, people point at him. You're the one who makes people sorrowful. You're the one who made your mother suffer. Jabez didn't like that. So enough was enough. And so he went to God. He didn't go to his father. He didn't go to his mother. He didn't go to his community. He went to his God. In prayer. And said, oh, that you will bless me, God. That your hand will be upon me. That you will enlarge me. And cause me not to bring pain. And the Bible says that God granted him. I want to see the faces of everybody after God did that. I'm sure the Bible doesn't say it to us, but Jabez had a new name. One who blesses. One who God prospers. Amen. One whose territory has been enlarged. The Bible says, let us go dwell under the shadow of Jabez, because God is with him. Hallelujah. So God expanded his territory. I want to tell you the same thing as well. When God expands your territory, you're going to be like Jabez. You're going to be like Jabez. We all have a Jabez story in our lives. One thing or the other is plaguing us now. We all do. But when the breakthrough comes, when the anointing comes, you're going to sing the song of Jabez. You're going to sing the song of one who God answered his or her prayers. Praise God. So the first thing we must do like Jabez is that we must pray. We must be praying for this expansion, and we must believe that God is going to do it. Let me ask you a question about Jabez. Do you think for a second that Jabez took this prayer casually when he prayed? I don't think so. You know, for Jabez, it was a matter of living well or mediocrity. For Jabez, it was a matter of having joy and peace or sorrows and despair. Which one is it for you? It's a matter of staying back in prison or freedom. Which one do you choose? So we must stay prayerful with our whole hearts like Jabez did. See yourself as Jabez, that only God can bring about this expansion. See yourself as Jabez, that only God can give you the breakthrough you need. See yourself as Jabez. That only God is able to alleviate what you're going through now. And guess what? You don't have to stretch your imagination now anymore. Because before you asked him for expansion, he came and gave you the word, it's your time. God is ahead of us. We are catching up with what he's doing. He's already said to you, I've given you the time for your expansion. And you're not going to do it on your own. My spirit is going to do it. My spirit is going to do it. But we just got to arm our minds, be ready. So we don't fall back into the trap of the 10 Hebrew spies. That there are too many giants in the land. Praise God. I'm going to close. Go with me to Isaiah 54. It's time to expand. It's time for expansion. Isaiah 54. praise the Lord from verse 1 to 5. Amen. Hallelujah. I love this. He says, sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song. Shout for joy. You who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. What is the scripture addressing here? Think about this woman, the barren woman. Here, scripture is addressing every ungodly limitation that is in your life. Any ungodly limitations or boundary that you're experiencing now is not of God. It's like the barren woman. That area is bringing barrenness in your life. When we're not producing according to what God wants us to produce, it's barrenness. So all ungodly limitations and boundaries are being addressed here. It says to the one who has not yet experienced the joys of birthing, the joy of seeing a vision fulfilled, the joy of seeing dreams fulfilled, the joy of walking in the fullness of your calling, the joy of your careers. Anyone still struggling to overcome any kind of addiction, it's speaking to you here. If you have bad habits, it's addressing you. Anyone struggling with complex issues of self, Jesus, the Word of God, is speaking to you. Isaiah 54, verse 1 to 5. It's time for you to expand. God is going to break you out of it. Because He says, I want you who have these limitations not to trust me enough to when I tell you to sing, sing. When I tell you it's time for you to sing, when I tell you it's time for your joy, when I tell you it's time for your peace, when I tell you, do it, believe me, it is. So when I say to you it's time for you to expand, God wants you to believe Him. Don't believe me, believe Him. So what is it you're struggling with? What are your struggles? He says you can sing. Because your expressions, what God is going to do with your life in those very areas where there's barrenness, what God is going to do with your life will be more significant than any human being who doesn't have Christ doing the same thing you're doing. God will cause you to be more significant in that very area. If it's an area of habit, God not only will deliver you from that habit, He will do it in such a way that even if you went to if you went to a medical doctor, they can never do as much as what God will do for you. That's why He says that the barren will rejoice more than the one who bore children. I say it's time God wants to enlarge us. Verse 2 says this, enlarge. Ooh. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. What does enlarge mean? Make it bigger. Widen. Increase. What is it saying to us? Are you expecting something greater than you had yesterday? You should. You should be expecting something better tomorrow than you're having today. Believe God for something bigger that He's shown you. Believe God for what God has shown you that your skill sets can't get for you. Oh, yeah. Believe God for it. Trust God for it. Hallelujah. He says, enlarge the place of your tent. This is where your habitation. If you think about it. Back in the time when the Bible was written, most people lived in tents. And so, if you had a small tent, why would you need big land for your tent? Or even if you had land, you would find just one piece of it because you don't have the money to buy a big tent anyway. But God says, throw that all away. You see how small your tent is? I want you to get a massive land. If you think he will give you a tent before he gives you the land, no. He gives you a land first. So the size of the land will cause you to know how much you have to stretch, what, the curtains of your tent. So that when you go look for a tent, you're not looking for the small one. Because look at how big your land is. So believe God again for that big thing. And this is where we make the mistake, because we are so used to settling in the place where our minds have been before. We are so used to settling where our minds have been before. The very place of failure, the very place of mediocrity, the very place that we hate because we're so familiar with it. We're so used to going back and settling there. But not anymore. Not anymore. We are not going to settle for anything less than what God says we are and we can have. We are not going to settle for anything less than what God says we are and we can have. No more. No more. I don't care if you said it 20 years ago when you were much younger, and now you look at your life, you say, oh, I can't run that marathon again. Forget it. I'm signing up for the marathon. Because the violence of the Holy Spirit will show up so that I can complete the race. In your mind, stop settling for where you've been, because he still has you in prison. We've got to break through. We've got to break out. We've got to leave that mediocrity behind us. So stretch your tent curtains wide and do not hold back. Don't base anything on your current limited understanding. Don't base what you're going to do on your past unproductive or failures. Don't base anything that is ahead of you because of what happened to you yesterday. You don't have to stop looking for that job because everywhere you went they said no. That was yesterday. Today is another day. And when they give you a job that is beneath you, don't say, oh, I'm desperate, I need a job. I don't need any desperate job. Oh, yes. You tell them if they can't give you what God wants for you, that you're not supposed to be here. They're not supposed to have that grace that's upon your life. You know, when you stand like this, you're standing between you and the promised land is the Red Sea. Something got to give. Something must give. Something must give. If we run back to Egypt, then we gave. If we stood, the Holy Spirit will cause that water to give way. I say it's a violence of the Holy Spirit. It's violent. But Jesus is so good. Jesus is teaching us what true violence is. True violence, spiritual violence, my goodness. Where are we? Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. It's time to go for it. Pray more, fast more, witness for Christ more, serve more, give more, worship God more. It's time for expansion. That's the time for it. That's the time we're in. The guarantee is what? For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Whew. You need to put that up. I think everyone needs to look at that because you're also going to start rejoicing once you see that. For you will spread out on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall possess the nations and make desolate cities to be inhabited. Praise God. You see, for some of us parents, for some of us, what we are doing is for our children. We have to make our stand now. You see that? We make our stand. Look at what is going to happen. Your seed shall possess the nations. And guess what? When they make their stand, their children will get this covenanted blessing. The expansion is not just for us. It's not just that healing stream will be everything God wants us to be. This is just one level of it. It's multi-generational what God wants to do. Just like the curse was multi-generational. What God, the expansion that God, the deliverance, the healing is multi-generational. Let me tell you something. When we make our stand, that's why our children will get the right spouse. Yes. So they can get the right children. Yes. That's how it works. And God is calling us now, reminding us now. Say, it's never late for you. It's not too late. Make your stand. Because they're going to get the benefit of it. We are about to spread out on all directions. North, south, east, and west. Earlier on, you heard that song. When I look to my front, I see Satan has fallen. When I see my back, Satan fell. I look to my left, he fell. I look to my right, he's fallen. Guess what? It's the same thing God is saying. When you look inside of you, you will find that if it's fear, it's failed. When you look back in your soul, whatever that plagued you, you won't find it anymore. You won't find it. When you look for that limitations that made you behave a certain way, it will be gone. Praise God. He says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to expand. Do not be afraid to grow. Do not be afraid to give yourself to the things of God. Don't be afraid, for you shall not be ashamed. Neither be confounded. I love that. You won't be ashamed. You won't be confounded. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. Praise God. So when you're making your stand, don't fear. Don't fear. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. That's the power of this expansion. Transformation. You won't be the same person anymore. And then you will realize that your maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his holy name. The Holy One of Israel. Your Redeemer is called the God of all the earth. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise God. What is the end of all of this? His glory. Until we all reach the unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God as we mature to the full measure of the stature of Christ. Ephesians 4:13. He's bringing us to fullness in Jesus Christ. Whatever that means, I don't know. But I'm telling you, God's intent is for fullness in Christ. Whatever that measure of fullness represents for you, it's yours. Whether it's an apostle, a preacher, a lawyer, a doctor, whatsoever that might be, that fullness is yours. God is coming to break you free, cause His Spirit, the violence of the Holy Spirit, to loose the chains that hold you, so you can enter that fullness. Because in that fullness, He is completely glorified in your life and through your life. Let us pray.